We've been looking at some of the noble characteristics of charity in this well-known passage during the past few Wednesdays. And we've seen the type of character and behaviour which is seen in the lives of those who possess much of this well-sought-after virtue. A person may be very gifted, a person might make big sacrifices in their lives, but without love it counts for nothing at all. It's love which God is looking for in his people today. He wants us all to be conformed to the image and likeness of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus, who was love incarnate. We've seen in the past couple of weeks that charity is very long-suffering, it's very patient with others, and forbears with other believers. Charity is very kind, it's always looking to be a blessing unto those in need. Charity doesn't envy, it's very happy with its position in life, and it's not all the time looking round at what others have. Neither is charity proud or puffed up. A person who has much love in their hearts also will possess much humility. A person will have a very low opinion of themselves, but a very high opinion of the Lord. Charity behaves in a very reliable, faithful, consistent way. Neither is it selfish, it seeketh not her own. It is not bad-tempered, it is not easily provoked. It takes a lot to bring forth a reaction from charity. It's very mild-mannered, and it thinketh no evil. It always tries to think the best about others. It's not nasty, it's not malicious, and it doesn't judge people harshly or unfairly. Last week we saw how charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, but it rejoiceth in the truth. It doesn't brush the truth to one side in a quest to be united with others. The truth is very important to charity, and those people who possess much love within their hearts will also have a great interest in the Word of God and in the message of the Gospel. When we tell people that they're sinners, they need to repent, that's a charitable thing to do. We're concerned about their soul, we long that they might be at peace with God. Jesus, we read, was full of grace and truth. We don't pursue one to the exclusion of the other. Charity and the truth of God's word go hand in hand together. But in verse 7, which is our main verse tonight, he goes on to say that charity beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. There are many things in this world, many people in this world, who will fail us, disappoint us, and let us down, but charity is not one of them. Now the Greek word for beareth in this verse means to cover, and what it is saying is that charity covers every sin and every misdemeanor. Whatever the problem is, charity is always the answer. Whatever type of conflict exists, charity and humility are required to resolve it. Charity covers a multitude of sins. No matter what sins we've done in the past, what crimes we've committed against God, his love is able to wash away our sin. The slate has been wiped completely clean. Our account of sin has been dealt with. Not just some of our sin, but all of our sin has been covered by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. When it comes to our relationships with others, many of the negative emotions we experience, like anger and bitterness and resentment, these things can be dealt with if we have a loving and a forgiving spirit towards the person who has done us wrong. If a person's all the time holding a grudge, if a person's all the time nursing a bitter spirit, you can be sure that they're lacking in charity. Charity always forgives the person and thinks the best about them. Charity always makes allowances for people too. Charity covers a multitude of sins. If we love people, we don't want to sin against them. If you love somebody, you don't envy them. You don't covet what they have. If you love someone, you don't steal from them. You don't lie to them. You don't run them down to others. The root cause of all sin is really a lack of love. And that's why this chapter is saying the thing we need to pursue more than anything else in this world is charity. Have a heart full of love for God, full of love for others, and you can be sure it will knock any sin upon the head. Charity can cope with every situation. Charity can resolve every conflict. Charity can heal every relationship. Charity can make enemies friends. It can change envy into contentment. It can change hatred into love, pride into humility, and selfishness into kindness, and anger into peace. Charity is able to replace every negative emotion with a positive one. Now, I've known believers in churches who've fallen out with each other over something relatively small, and there's been lots of underlying tension and resentment. Well, all they need to do to resolve their dispute is to get a little charity within their hearts and a little humility. Charity covers a multitude of sins. It deals with every situation. Well, there's a cross-reference next to the phrase, beareth all things, taking us to Galatians 6, where we read about believers bearing one another's burdens, which we've been looking at recently on a Sunday evening. And of course, all Christians should be willing to be supportive and helpful to other Christians in need. We're all here to help one another, to encourage one another as we walk this pilgrim way. There are relatively few people who've been soundly saved by the grace of God, and therefore we need to love one another, be united together as we seek to be engaged in God's work and service. Charity is very kind, very thoughtful, and very unselfish. It is also very caring, and it also bears its own troubles well. Charity doesn't spend all its time moaning and complaining about things. It accepts the providence of God. It beareth all things. Every trial that comes its way, it views it as a wonderful opportunity to glorify God and to prove how good and faithful the Lord is in sustaining it through all the ups and downs of life. And then it says that charity believeth all things. Well, what does that mean? Well, surely it suggests that charity and faith also go together. If a person has been saved, if they have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they will love God and serve God, and they will love others, and they will serve others too. We saw in our studies in Galatians that circumcision counts for nothing in the sight of God. What God is looking for is faith that worketh by love. If you want to see a person who's got a lot of faith, you'll see them demonstrating their faith in a practical way in showing love towards others. Believers trust in God as their Heavenly Father. Through all the ups and downs of life, we trust in Him. We do not doubt that God is wise. We do not doubt that God is good. In every situation, in every circumstance, we have love and affection in our hearts for God. And that forbids us from thinking ill of Him. Now, those Christians who have much love will also believe all that they read in the Scriptures. They don't just pick and choose the parts of the Bible which they like many people do. They believe all that the Bible says. Charity believeth all things. All Christians believe the Bible from the book of Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation. Christians accept God's word concerning how the world was made. They believe in Adam and Eve. They believe in the fall of man. They believe in Noah's Ark. They believe in the flood. But most importantly of all, they believe that Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man. They believe in a coming judgment. They believe in the necessity of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus to save them. They accept and receive the whole counsel of God. Charity believeth all things. They also like to believe the best about others, because charity thinketh no evil. If they hear a bad report about someone, they're loath to believe it until they've checked out whether the facts are true. They believe and trust in every situation. Those people with much love, they believe in the grace of God and the goodness of God. They believe in all the attributes that God has written about in the Scriptures, that God is good, that God is right, that God is just. And even if they don't understand God's providence at times, They do not doubt that God is their loving heavenly Father, that charity within their hearts causes them to trust in God in every situation. Well, it's good to know that things are working together for our good, but do we always believe it at times? Sometimes we look at God's providence and we may have many problems and pressures in our life, but a wise Christian, a loving Christian, will always believe that God is right and God is just. Well, it's a wonderful thing to have faith. Isn't it good to know God and to love God and to know where we're going in life and to know where we're going in death? What peace and assurance and comfort that brings to our hearts. Even ungodly people who have done surveys, they've come to the conclusion that those people who believe in God and those people who believe in prayer are much happier and healthier people than those who don't. Without faith, life is a meaningless existence. You know, the person without faith has no hope at all. The atheist has no answers to all the important issues in life. Ask Richard Dawkins why we are here, and he wouldn't have a clue. Ask him how this world was made, and he wouldn't be able to provide an explanation with any reliable evidence. He hopes that when he's dead, and that will be the end of it. But he can't say for certain at all. He hopes that there's no God. He hopes that there's no judgment. He's like the people who put the advertisements on the side of the buses that says, there is probably no God. People hope that there's no God, because if there is a God, they're in big trouble. But they hope and tell themselves that God doesn't exist, because they don't want to be accountable or responsible to a great creator. Well, charity is not like that. It believeth all things. It places its hope and confidence in the Lord. It rests upon God's rich and precious promises. And charity finds that God is never a disappointment or a letdown. He is always faithful, always reliable, and always trustworthy. Then it says that charity hopeth all things. You see, life without God is a hopeless experience. All that we live for, all that we set our hearts upon in this world is here today and gone tomorrow. Change and decay in all around I see. That new car which looks so attractive today will be in a breaker's yard tomorrow. That new piece of furniture, that new outfit. We go out and make these purchases, but you know, the excitement is very short-lived. People work hard all their lives thinking, it will be worth it one day when I retire and I'll be able to relax and put my feet up and enjoy all the money which I've accumulated. But those people may never reach retirement age. And even if they do, will they have the health and the strength and the faculties which they need to get some type of enjoyment in life? People accumulate lots of possessions and pleasures and property and wealth, but it doesn't take long for a few short years in this world to pass by, and then everything will be left behind. Life is so brief and so uncertain, and if it wasn't for God and the hope of a better life in the world to come, this world would most certainly be very depressing. You see, everybody needs something to look forward to. Everybody needs something to hope in. But without God, it's a case of change and decay in all around I see. Aging, failing health, and the inevitability of the grave, and all that sadness and misery that brings. But praise God, as Christians, we have hope. Jesus came to deliver those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. You know, life for us before we were converted might have been meaningless. We went round from one possession to the next, one pastime to the next, but we found no real lasting enjoyments for our hearts until we came as a lost sinner to Jesus, and the Lord brought us hope which this world was unable to do. So we view death not as being the dashing of all of our hopes, because our hope is in the world to come. Our conversation is in heaven. We look upon death as being the entrance gate to life immortal, where we have a glorious inheritance waiting for us. Jesus has taken the sting out of death. He's taken the victory out of the grave. We are safe and secure in his precious arms. Well, there's a verse in Romans 8 that says that we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Isn't it good to have our hope centred in the Lord? If we place our hopes in anything else in this world, we will always be disappointed. But charity hopeth all things. And a person with much charity will also have much hope in God. Well, it's good to know the best is yet to be. And even when the King of Terror comes and the terror of kings, and we leave this world behind, praise God, we will be basking in the sunshine of God's love for the whole of eternity. Yes, Christians have a loose hold upon the things of this world. We don't set our affection upon things which are subject to thieves and rust and moths. No, our hope and trust is in the Lord. And therefore, those incorruptible treasures which God has prepared in the world to come. Yes, there's no hope in this world outside of the Lord. No hope in politicians. No hope in peace treaties. No hope in doctors or nurses. No hope in banks or money or merchandise. And those who die in their sins without Jesus being their saviour, they will also find that there's no hope in hell. There are no Bibles in hell, no Christians in hell, no gospel in hell. If it was possible to pray continually for 1,000,000 years and then be delivered, then there would be hope in hell. But the Bible says a great gulf has been fixed, that nobody can pass from one to the other. A man with a terminal illness once said to his consultant at the hospital, when he was told he's only got a few months to live, he said to the doctor, "You know, doctor, what hope can you give to a man who's only got a short time to live?" And this consultant replied that there was no hope at all which they could give. But praise God, we have the hope within our hearts of a better life in the world to come, where there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, no more sadness, no more crying, no more death, for the former things will have passed away. Charity hopeth all things. And then we read that charity endureth all things. Charity realises that life in this world can be tough at times. Don't be surprised if your life is tough. Don't be surprised if you have several problems which you're wrestling with. The Bible teaches that life will be tough. In this world ye shall have tribulation. That's what the Bible says. We shouldn't be surprised if man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upwards. We're living in a fallen world, a world at enmity with God, a world where we have many trials and many obstacles to negotiate. But the good thing is that charity endureth all things and is able to cope with much that comes its way. Because charity is trusting in God through all the trials, it doesn't all the time complain or feel hard done by. It doesn't envy what others have got, neither does it want to change places with them. It endures all things. But in Bible days, of course, there was much persecution and much opposition, and it was very hard for the Christians to be thrown into terrible dungeons, to be beaten, and to have their lives in jeopardy. But these people were very faithful, they loved God, and they were able to endure these things because of their faith and because of the love and charity within their hearts. God was faithful to them always, and he would use their witness for his glory and for his honour. They would hear those lovely words from the Saviour's lips, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Well, some of us were at the meeting last Friday. We heard about John Calvin, and when he was young, he was one of the things which God used to lead him to himself was when he saw a young man being martyred for his faith. And he saw this chap being brought to the place of execution, and he had a tremendous amount of peace. He was believing in the Bible and trusting in Jesus. And Calvin realized that what this person has got is absolutely priceless. And I want what this person has got. And he found salvation shortly afterwards. And when we come across Christians who seem to endure their trials very well, they're always praising God, they're always speaking well of God, well, it's certainly a sermon in itself. I've sometimes gone up to visit very sick Christians in hospital. Some of them have been dying. They've been in terrible pain. They've been wired up to lots of machines. They're experiencing much discomfort. And they know that their life in this world is ebbing away. And yet, when I've seen them, they've been very bright and very cheerful. They've been praising God and speaking well of the Lord. And what I find remarkable is that when you ask them, you know, about themselves, all they want to speak about is how so-and-so in the church and how so-and-so. And you think to yourself, well, the people they're asking about has got absolutely nothing compared to what they're enduring. But doesn't it bring glory to God? And if it wasn't for the grace, if it wasn't for the charity within their hearts and the faith which God has given to them, they would never ever be able to react in such a way. You see, charity endures all things. It doesn't all the time ask the why question. It doesn't feel sorry for itself. It doesn't feel hard done by. It accepts the providence of God. It realizes that we've not been dealt with according as our iniquities deserve. So charity is able to have much patience, even when it is being sorely tested. No Christian should be feeling angry or bitter or resentful because of its situation in life. A person with much love will endure much things. Not just difficulties to do with their health, not just difficulties to do with persecution, but maybe to do with opposition or criticism or pressure or stress or difficult family members or relationships. Charity is able to endure all of these things and to persevere in the midst of some very sore and difficult trials. Sometimes we see believers who are enduring a lot, and we might think, well, I'd never be able to endure that. And maybe we couldn't, but praise God, charity can, and charity does. Pain, hardship, loss, criticism, opposition, malice, stress, pressure, disappointment, whatever the problem is, charity is always the solution. Charity never faileth, it says. Other things may fail, but charity never faileth. Gadgets fail, computers fail, cars fail, businesses fail, investments fail. We may fail exams, we may fail driving tests, we may fail promotion boards. But charity is something that never ever faileth. Something that we can always depend upon. It's not that somebody says, I put my trust in charity and it let me down. Charity never lets us down. It always sorts out every problem. It's something that we can always rely upon. Therefore, to have a heart which is full of charity is something which is absolutely priceless. When we wake up in the morning, this should be the thing we want more than anything else. Do we pray for it? Do we say, Lord, fill my heart with the love of Christ today? May I be a shining example of what it is to be a child of God. May I demonstrate your love to a watching world and be a useful and effective witness for the Lord Jesus. Without love, we cannot obey God. Without love, we cannot do God's will. Without love, we cannot overcome sin or resist the devil. Without love, we cannot endure our trials. Without love, we cannot forbear with others. Without love, we cannot do good to those people who treat us badly. Love is the most important thing of all. Charity never faileth. It's something that we can place our confidence in, and we can be sure that we will never be disappointed. Others may let us down, but charity is a friend who will never fail us. It is reliable, it is faithful, and it is trustworthy. Like when they did a survey some time ago to find who people were happy to place their confidence in. Well, at the bottom of the list were the politicians with 7%. And after that, you had the car salesman at 17%. Church ministers only got 53% because of many scandals in recent years. But even at the top of the list, where you had doctors and pharmacists up at 89% and airline pilots at 92% and firefighters at 95%, nobody was willing to give a 100% score to anyone. Because we all know that people are fallible. People make mistakes. People let us down. Despite people's best efforts, people are only human. But praise God, charity will never let us down. We might want many things in life: accommodation, a job, good health, family, or more money. But let us put charity at the top of our wish list. May the Lord fill our hearts with His love. And may we seek to exhibit more of these lovely characteristics in our day-to-day lives, and be more like the Lord Jesus Christ, who was full of grace, full of truth, full of love, and full of humility. Faith and hope and love we see, joining hand in hand agree, but the greatest of the three, and the best, is love. May God bless His word to our hearts tonight.